because we are Africans and we are operating in a third world country. When we are going to set up a plant, we take the water storage into consideration. We also take the city also into consideration. So we have three gargantuan electric plants here. So never has he experienced any power off here. But the only problem is that you have to also use money that otherwise I've used to expand the machinery to invest into the genset. Even in wartime, people make business. And I said it over and over that if you say you are a champion, you should be prepared to take punches, right? So that's what we do here. We are prepared that no matter what the situation, we see problems as hurdles. As a hurdle, we need to jump over the hurdle and move on. If you say because of Dumso, our workers will go home. How are you going to eat? So we have prepared ourselves. So no worker has been laid off because of Dumso. No, we are even employing more. Once we went into the automation, we brought more skilled labor, and about 8 unskilled laborers were asked to go home. But as I speak to you now, we have vacancy for about 10 HND electricians. So if your brother is a HND electrician per pair, bring him, you employ him. We have vacancies. Because you can never replace human beings with machines. We help the government, all right, to mop up some of the excess labor. We have got something they call graduate unemployment, right? Yeah. Get a rascal, you come here, we employ you. For me and for us as a business entity, he said it is always good to plan and fail than not planning at all. So we know that we are really in West Africa. This, to be frank with you, this digital crisis has not been only last year or last 2 years. For me, I grew up in Ghana. And this Dumso, I learned from even J.J. Rodden's time. Akoso Bodam goes down, and there's Dumso. We are relying on nature. And even if you're doing farming, and you rely on nature, the probability that you fail. That's why we don't rely on government supplying us power all the time. So we have generated our own power.
Let's talk franchising now. As a product with a big brand, even in Nigeria, are you looking at franchising where you see another company over there producing Casa Preco under your license?
Young man, you see, the world has reached a stage that now it is partnership and acquisition. If you can't do it all alone, it's synergy. You know, so if a good company comes and you see that we can work with a company, why not? Right now, if somebody comes in, I should bottle it, we'll do it. We are also, as I speak here, contacting a Nigerian company to bottle some of our products in Nigeria. It's about partnership, acquisition, it's about, you know, measures.